And speaking of commentary, this week the subject of my ad criticism column in Advertising Age was a commercial from the UK for Snickers candy bars. It featured a speed walker in tight shorts wiggling his butt goofily down the street. Too goofily for Mr. T, who charged after him in a pickup truck, hollering this.
Speed walking! I pity you, fool! You a disgrace to the man race! It's time to run like a real man!
You a disgrace to the man race, get some nuts. This was not only the latest in a cluster of TV ads ridiculing men deemed insufficiently masculine by the sponsor, it was Snickers' second such in 6 months. But unlike January's Super Bowl spot featuring two auto mechanics in an accidental kiss and their panicked homophobic reactions, the Mr. T ad was explicitly homophobic itself. The girly man race walker gets mowed down with the candy bar Gatling gun for the crime of looking like a sissy. A repulsive exercise, all in all, and the ad was pulled globally by Thursday. Shockingly, though, about half of the many readers who commented on the Ad Age website could see nothing wrong with the spot. Lighten up, they said. You're being so PC, they said. It's only a commercial, they said. Yeah, it's only a commercial. That caricatures an objectionable other dehumanizes him and makes him the victim of violence, like those hilarious German cartoons of Jews in the 30s. Ha ha ha. Yeah, let's all lighten up.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people, by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.